Hello viewers, Tom for my very first ever video podcast on Blip TV. As you may have guessed, if you're fans of my YouTube channel, you've noticed that I've completely and utterly wiped it clean. So I've got quite a lot of explaining to do, I suppose, you know, what my motives for actually moving away from YouTube and stuff like that. Well, as you may know, I've been doing it, planning to do this for a long time now, and I've done U-turns on a decision I was supposed to close it ages ago, in fact, at the beginning of January, but it never really came to fruition, I suppose. And I was just, the final push that made me come over to Blip TV was mainly the reaction to my Haiti donation video. I was just completely and utterly horrified and shocked by some of the reactions to that video. I was completely and utterly gobsmacked and that's putting it lightly, with people acting with so much hatred and you know, being so childish as well. Like, I mean, for me, asking people to donate to the cause and stuff. I can't believe how arrogant some people can be. If you watched it already, it's available on Blip to watch anyway. But in that video, I essentially, I was talking about how you should not donate to Bungie.net's campaign to donate to Haiti, because it's completely and utterly disgraceful way of doing it. Essentially, if you're a fan of Halo 3, you know who Bungie is. They make the Halo franchise on the Xbox 360 and stuff. But anyway, they're doing a campaign today, in fact, on Wednesday, where for every 100 people that log on to Xbox Live to play online on Halo 3, they will donate $100 towards the Haiti Fund. And that's fine in itself, but what do Bungie get out of it? They don't really 100% care about Haiti, in my view, because they would donate regardless, no matter how well their products are doing on Xbox Live. That's my opinion, anyway. And what they're doing is, I think they're capitalising on the poor situation in Haiti. It makes them look good. It gets some of their popularity back. And they're essentially adding terms and conditions to their donation. So let me give you an example. If I were to donate, for example, £2,000, that's quite a lot of money for me, to the Haiti Fund to donate. But my game only performs like 20%. As well as it should have done, so I only get like 200 people when I wanted 2,000 people to play my game. So I'm only going to donate 200 out of the possible 2,000 into the Haiti Fund. So that's what essentially Bungie are doing. And it makes people feel good because they feel they've contributed to the cause when essentially they've done essentially absolutely jack all, because, well, Bungie are doing the donation and you're doing nothing, to be honest. You're just adding to their popularity figures. So I said to people, if you really, really care about the people of Haiti, donate the proper way. Get out your credit card, get out your cash, go down the bank, write out a check or whatever. Go onto a charity website and give money away to the causes. It's just, I can't believe I can't believe the arrogance of some people, the excuses they were coming up with and stuff. It's just, it made me really, winded me, you know, and it's just as well. It made me, okay, fine, I'm going to abandon this pathetic community and come over to Blip TV and stuff, you know. So that's where I'm going to be posting my videos from now on. I'm not going to be posting on YouTube anymore. I've completely done with that sinking ship. It's now the Titanic and stuff. If you want to watch that video, it's on Blip TV if you want to watch it and see what you think about the situation. The excuses people were coming up with were completely and utterly pathetic. You know, some of them were saying, oh, it gives people, makes people feel good, of course, because they are contributing to the cause. Well, you're not, because you're not lifting a finger. You're just sitting on your ass and playing Xbox. You're not donating any money to the fund because Bungie are doing it. They're only donating on the basis that their popularity goes up. So this is completely and utterly tacky way of getting popularity and making them look good. So that's completely and utterly made me rethink my strategy, of course. And some people are also saying it's it's not our duty to donate, of course. Well, okay, fine, it's not your duty to donate to Haiti, but I hope your house collapses on top of you one day, because I'm not giving you any fucking donations, that's for sure. So excuse my language, but anyway. People are also saying, you know, I don't really have enough money to donate to the cause and stuff. Like, I really don't believe that. In a nation, a really rich nation like America or Britain or whatever, or Europe, they can't spare like $5 or £5 or £10 even out of their pockets and stuff. That's just a pathetic way of using this excuse not to donate any money. I'd rather play Halo and let Bungie do the work for me, because I've done my bit. I'm not going to do any more. That's it for me. Well, I'm telling you guys for a fact, you will be damned. I hope you be damned, to be honest, like, for using that as a pathetic excuse for not donating any more money. Of course, it's not your duty to donate money to the cause, but, you know, that's it for me. I'm not saying any more on that subject. It's just, I'm just completely and utterly shocked by what people were saying. They were completely and utterly savages, like a pack of wolves, if you like. And the way they looked at the situation, they considered it as a minor inconvenience to them. It's just, I'm completely and utterly, well, I've said it 300 times, but I'm shocked. That's all I'm going to say, I'm shocked. And my faith in humanity has completely and utterly almost disappeared. I was completely, how naive of me to think that the YouTube community gives a shit. Some of you do, of course, some of you giving me support. Thank you guys for that. I do appreciate your help. But some people are completely and utterly, anyway, that's enough about that. Anyway, that's my main reason for leaving YouTube, and this is where I'm going to be posting my content from now on Blip TV. So, yes, what have I got planned for you guys video-wise, of course? Well, I've got my next Video Game Legend video coming up very, very soon, talking about the history of Super Mario Bros. 3 and why it has a historical impact on some gamers, of course. That's my third episode in my series I've done so far. I've done currently two episodes so far. I've done both of the previous episodes I've done are based on LucasArts point-and-click adventures. So if you want to watch those, that'll be great. They're on Blip TV and, of course, on ScrewAttack.com as well. I'll post my video game content on ScrewAttack.com as well, because I believe that to be a decent community to contribute to. And I also write the occasional blog on there as well, talking about video games and stuff. I wrote a blog on Screw Attack about the Haiti thing. You can read it if you want. My username is the same. It's CitizenWolf on ScrewAttack.com. But on Blip TV, of course, it's Astroignition. It's under a different name. But all my links to my content are placed on my blog spot, where I write on it every couple of days or so. Talking about my updates, I've got my Twitter account. You can follow me on there, Citizen Wolf on Twitter. I've got Facebook as well, if you want to follow me on that. I've got Facebook, so if you want to follow me on that, that would be great. What else have I got? Of course, all of my content is easily traceable. So if you want to follow my updates, the best place is probably go to Twitter, because each time I post onto Blip TV, you get an update. So, for instance, if I post a Video Game Legend, it will say I've posted a Video Game Legend on my Twitter. And also it will get updated on my Facebook and blog feeds as well, because everything is interlocked. So, like, the easiest way to get all my content is to follow one of my websites. And you can feel free to post a message to me if you wish, post a comment, and I'll reply to you ASAP. Probably the best way to send me messages is to my podcast email. I also do podcasts with BDT87 based on video games and stuff. Send messages to ai-podcasts@hotmail.co.uk. I'll reply to your messages, or you can put a comment on my blog or whatever. I'll keep everything up to date and nice and pristine as much as I can. So anyway, that's the main video I'm working on at the moment, my next Video Game Legend. Of course, I've got my vlogs. I talk about my latest updates and things. And I'm not. Other than that, it's a bit slow on the at the moment, unfortunately, because you know, I've got university stuff coming up as well. I've got to balance making videos and university coursework. So unfortunately, it's going to be a bit slow in the coming next few weeks. But I'll try my best to keep everybody up to date on my content. So if you do like video games, retro video games, and you're a big fan of my YouTube videos as they were. As they used to be posted on there, then please follow me on Blip TV. That's where my new content are going to be posted. And I'm going to be here from, hopefully, for the next couple of years or so. So that'll be, I'll be posting as much content as I possibly can and try and be entertaining towards my fans. A fresh start for me on Blip. Get away from the stresses of YouTube, the flaws and stuff, as I made a series on that, in fact. I won't dwell on YouTube anymore. If to me, it's a sinking ship, and it's not going to recover anytime soon. It can disappear for all I care, because of the way that that website has treated me, and its user base has gotten bitter and stuff, in my view. But anyway, Blip TV is the way forward for me. So if you're watching this video podcast, I do really do thank you an awful lot for supporting me. Just watching this video supports me massively. It helps pay for the equipment I use and stuff, of course, with the advertising. I know they're a bit annoying. I do appreciate that. But if I wish to carry on and make a living out of this someday, then I've got to make a start somewhere, haven't I? So advertising is the way forward. I get to control how much advertising I put onto my videos, and because I'm in control, I feel a lot better about the whole advertising situation, because no other company is controlling the advertising. I get to choose how much advertising I put onto my videos. And I suggest, if people want to start making a living, Blip TV is the way to go. It's a lot better than YouTube. The function's a lot better. There's a load more features, as well as iPod support and iPhone support and everything. But I think Blip TV is a great website, and this is where I'll be from now on. Any messages, as I say, keep sending them in. I'll try and reply to them ASAP. I'll also make this podcast available like I usually do, on the iPod format. So if you wish to subscribe to the Blip TV iTunes feed, there's a link underneath the player. You can just click on the iTunes link under the black player on the astronation.blip.tv link, and it'll automatically open the podcast link into your iTunes, so you can watch the videos on the go. Whatever I post onto Blip TV will be made available on the iPod feed, and also I'll also make it available as an audio podcast, because I haven't updated that on the wall on my Jellycast site. So if you wish to listen to this, subscribe to the Citizen Wolf podcast feed. You just click on subscribe on the Jellycast website, and it'll automatically update your iTunes. And you can listen to that on the go as well, because I haven't really made any content for that in a while. I do apologise for that as well. It's just like I've been really, really busy with certain things. Okay, I don't think I've got very much else to say. This is my very first video podcast, as I say. I haven't got a fat lot to say at the moment. It's just like I'm recovering from the shock of the whole Haiti thing. But I'll try and persevere. I'll try and shake it off eventually. And this is where my new home of Astrognition will be. Any news updates, I'll post in regular video podcasts from now on. And you can watch them wherever you are. So thank you very much if you're watching this video. Keep posting your messages to me. Any help you like, any help you require on navigating the pages or making videos yourself, of course, I'll try and help you as much as I can. So thank you very much for watching. This is Citizen Wolf signing out. Goodbye for now.